If it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it might be the Law and Ordeals podcast, a joke that will make a little more sense in a few seconds. I'm J.R. Radcliffe from Now News Group.
I'm Lainey Seiler, also from Now News Group.
We've got some great stories sifting through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. Actually, today we'll just call it Milwaukee Area Reports. We're going to get out of the police reports to tell a pretty great story in Oconomowoc, one of our five greatest hits from the past couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lainey, let's get started. Let's go out to Lake Country and check out what's going on in Oconomowoc.
Okay. Several concerned citizens called Wildlife in Need Center about what they thought was an injured mallard duck. When Patrick Rowe, a rescue volunteer for the Wildlife in Need Center, went to check on a reportedly injured mallard along I-94 between Oconomowoc and Exonia, he discovered something unusual. The duck was a fake.
A fake!
It was a fake!
It's a fake! Fake news!
Rowe returned to the Wildlife in Need Center, showed the rest of the staff and the volunteers the, quote, injured duck, a mallard decoy.
Sidebar, great photograph from the Wildlife in Need Center of this decoy duck, like in a cage. You would put an injured animal in.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It's awesome. They definitely thought it was sitting upright in the snow, he said. It looked just like a mallard that wasn't flying and wasn't moving. To them, it obviously looked like a real mallard. They were very concerned, of course, as they should be.
Yeah, people and their animals. If there is ever, okay, so like rule number one is if it's a story about animals or an animal in peril, people will react. And
of
this
course.
Is totally true. People called in for a duck, which no offense to ducks, not on a list of things I care about.
I
if we're going to save an animal, duck isn't on my list.
They get thousands. Wait, this last year, they saved 3,000 animals.
Oh my gosh, 3,000 animals. They saved an entire environment of animals.
I know.
That's crazy. And good on them. They do very good work. And I don't want to make fun of people who are like trying to be good Samaritans here, even though I really also really want to make fun of people that are trying to be good Samaritans.
You know,
it's a wooden
just do
duck.
It. You're like definitely the heel of this podcast.
Who puts a random wooden duck in the middle of the snow anyway? Like, where'd that thing come from?
Oh, they said they thought it flew out of the back of a truck. Some hunter.
So it's a wooden duck that
something.
Did actually fly, is what
it
you're
did
saying.
Fly.
Amazing.
I know. There are some very concerned animal lovers.
A lot of dad jokes could come from this particular story, as we have found
I've
out in
heard
our
them.
Office. Yep,
I've heard every joke about this story. So
yes, and funny that more than one person would call in. I mean, one person you could totally
yeah.
see, but like
yeah.
multiple calls in the Wildlife in Need Center, and it is not a live duck. Very very fabulous story that you can check out at jsonline.com/communities in full. Did pretty well for
and
us.
And you got to see the photo.
You do have to see the photo. It's fantastic. Brookfield, a man was arrested after stealing a frozen burrito at 9:56 p.m. February 6th from a BP gas station on Blue Mound Road. Elm Grove police located the man inside Jilly's, also on Blue Mound Road, using the microwave to warm up the burritos stolen from the BP. The man also had a warrant issued for disorderly conduct from a previous case.
That burrito warming will get you caught, man.
I'm gonna take the burrito.
He was so sneaky.
Oh man!
From one gas station on Blue Mound to another.
I'm just gonna use your microwave for my stolen burrito here. Yes, very good, very funny. People who have a hard time covering their tracks are my favorite part about Law and Ordeals.
They
just have no idea how to successfully get away with a crime. It's really frustrating to me.
He's just trying to warm up his burrito.
What's wrong with that?
Other than,
he took it without paying for it.
That's
at a different gas station. Do
and
you think they
guess
all
what?
Know
he
at
was
gas stations on Blue Mound Road that he just like frequents.
Oh
them
my
or something?
God. Probably. They're like calling up. They're like, hey, someone just stole a burrito. Check out, you know, make sure.
Dave.
Yeah.
Whomever.
Yeah. Dave is back.
Yeah, Dave. Let's go north. Go to Glendale.
All right. In Glendale, a man damaged a credit card machine after smashing it four times at Pizza Hut in Port Washington Road. On Port Washington Road, he was angry because he was told his order would take longer than expected.
Anger issues.
I know. Why take it out on the ATM?
Well, because the ATM is not a person and it's
less criminal.
Yeah, less criminal than trying to do that to a person. But let me tell you, when I don't get my pizza on time, people get hangry.
Hangry is a real thing. I do it all the time.
All the time. Now, I'm not strong enough to take down an ATM or credit card machine or whatever it is. But, so it's just a credit card machine. It's just that little swiper thingy probably that he decided to throw. Still very, very wrong. Not trying to condone or, you know, like lighten this in any way, shape, or form. But, hey, pizza makes people passionate.
I know. I mean, you want it hot and now.
And right, you know, sometimes you can't just go to the gas station down the street and warm it up in the microwave.
No.
Like, you've got to have it, you know, made
it's gotta
at the place.
It's got to be oven fresh.
It's got to be oven fresh, people. Let's go to Glen. No, we're in Glendale. We'll stay in Brookfield. We'll go back to Brookfield, where a man was arrested for possession of marijuana in January. The man attempted to flush the marijuana in an upstairs master bedroom toilet. However, a relative sat on the toilet seat, preventing him from flushing it. Police recovered 28 grams from the upstairs toilet area and an additional marijuana joint, which was laying in the downstairs bathroom. Additionally, there were some marijuana flakes in the downstairs toilet. Marijuana flakes, which indicated the man also attempted to flush the remaining amount. amount of marijuana prior to the officer's arrival. So, okay, so many questions. I'm guessing that he knew police were coming.
I know.
Somebody alerted him.
Right?
And somebody upstairs was like, you can't do it, man. You can't flush what's left of the stash.
Yeah, right? Or, yeah. It's like, no, no, just hide it.
This stuff costs a lot of money. Just hide it. They won't find it.
They won't confiscate it. They will confiscate it.
They'll totally.
They
find
will
it.
Take it.
You should have flushed it. I mean, you still would have been in trouble. That's the beauty because well, of these flakes.
Like, oh, yeah, the flakes. The flakes are a giveaway. Sorry,
I
buddy.
I mean, I am such an amateur drug user. I had no idea there were flakes.
Amateur or non-drug user.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see how that would work now. But hilarious that in the frenzy to get rid of all the evidence, somebody stood in the way because, man, that evidence is pure.
Or I'm imagining it like your jerk dad is like, no, you're going to learn a lesson.
Oh,
you are going to get caught.
Maybe that's what's happening
Maybe.
Here.
I don't know. We're just hypothetical.
That's the best part of our show.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about. Let's assume it is.
Like somebody the dad's like, I've had it.
You are going to learn your lesson, son.
I've had it. No more pot smoking.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I know.
I really want to know. Or maybe the guy just had to go to the bathroom. Like, is it possible that this maybe. Was just a misunderstanding?
Maybe they were stoned.
In the midst of this frenzy? Lots of things can go wrong when the police are coming to your house. Lots of things go wrong. Let's close the show in Delafield.
All right. Back to Lake Country. Police told a man on February 6th that he needed to stop urinating in coffee cups at Starbucks and leaving them in the bathroom.
Jeez.
According to a police report, the man told officers he thought the urine was being collected by a medical company for, quote, research.
What?
I know. The best part is that he comes up with that great, great excuse.
Now, do you think they were able to catch him because somebody wrote in Sharpie marker his name on each and every one of these cups? I mean, clearly, it's
was
Joe
that a
again.
Sterile, was that a sterile cup?
I mean, oh, gosh.
Like, it's already in the bathroom. Just put it in the toilet.
You're totally right. I don't understand. What is he doing here? But, you know, there's always a controversy involving Starbucks cups. There's something about them that causes people
Maybe
to,
he was angry about some sort of political thing.
Or, yes.
You know what, though? At least he peed in cups and not, like, on the floor.
I guess. Yeah, that's sure. You know what? At least he didn't tear apart the credit card machine because he wasn't getting his Starbucks order on time. I mean,
right.
He got a Starbucks order eventually, clearly, because he had the cup.
I know. If we're going to rank this guy, he's definitely not as good as the citizens who saved that duck, but
this is an all-time,
not as bad as the credit card machine smasher.
This is an all-time excuse, like you said, that a medical company is collecting it for research.
Right.
Your pee is not that interesting, sir.
It's not.
Thank you. You'll be coming with us.
Aliens. Maybe aliens.
Always aliens.
Like that SNL sketch.
Yeah, that's not what happened to me. That wasn't my experience.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea what you're talking about. But each week we do sift through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. Thanks for listening to Law and Ordeals this week. For Lainey Seiler, I'm J.R. Radcliffe. We will chat with you again very soon.
Bye.